Welcome back. We believe you were blessed by the previous episode. In this episode, George will be continuing on the series, Accessing Divine Help.
Praise Jesus. So, today we are going to be continuing with what we started already. We talked about the place of the word. We talked about the place of prayer. And basically, all of these things are revolving around faith. All of them are revolving around faith. Because it takes faith to receive the word. It takes faith to do what? To pray. And today we are going to be talking about the place of action. The place of putting our faith to work. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 9 from verse 20 to 22, just then a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his robe, for she thought, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment. There is something very remarkable that I want to bring out of this story. There is something very remarkable, something we often don't talk about. In this story, the major thing that catches my fancy is not the fact that she got healed. What catches my fancy is the fact that she was able to listen to her intuition. Sometimes God speaks to us through our own minds, through our own intuitions. Sometimes we hear this still small voice, you know, asking us to do something. This woman was having issue of blood for 12 years. This woman had gone to lots of doctors. She spent so much money. When we read from other accounts, we see that she's spent so much money, she's spent all she had trying to seek for solution. But on this very special day, a thought came to her heart. When this thought came to her heart, she didn't try explaining it away. Sometimes God brings a thought to our hearts and we try to explain it away with exegesis. Sometimes God brings a thought to our heart. Maybe God wants us to do something. Maybe there is a particular step of faith you need to take. This woman thought in her heart, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. And she went ahead. She went ahead to do what? To put her faith to work. And Jesus said, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. So she was able to receive wholeness based on faith. She was able to receive her healing based on faith. Now, faith here doesn't just mean reading the word of God and saying, well, the Bible says, by his stripes you were healed, and all of that, you know. And sometimes we've got to do what? We've got to exercise our faith. This woman exercised her faith. She had a thought. She was like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. And I know by doing this, I will be healed. If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. This is the same woman who had gone to various doctors. This is the same woman who for 12 years have been receiving encouraging reports. This is the same woman who for 12 years the doctor's reports have not been encouraging. But she was willing to do what? To act her faith. The Bible says in John chapter 9 verse 7. You know, this is about a blind man. It's the story of a blind man. But my interest is in verse 7. John 9 verse 7. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came back saying, excuse me, this man that was asked to go and wash himself was a blind man. And the Bible never recorded that Jesus called someone else to help him. He was a blind man. And after Jesus had touched him, after Jesus had touched his eyes, had applied something on his eyes, he said to him, go to the pool of Siloam and do what? And watch. The truth is that when Jesus asked him to go and watch, he wasn't seeing then. The truth is that he was not seeing then. He haven't received his sight then. But he was able to believe the word and also take a step. Maybe by taking the step, on the long run, someone had to guide him. Maybe that was the case. But the most important thing here is that he did what? He took a step of faith. This man was not seeing. This man was not seeing. And for Jesus to say to a man who was not seeing, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, some might regard it as being insensitive. Some might say, well, Jesus would have held him by his hand and would have taken him to the pool to wash him. But no, Jesus said to him, do what? You go and wash. This is a man who was not seeing. This is a man who had no sight. But Jesus had to give him instructions. Sometimes instructions will come from God in a way that it seems impossible. Sometimes instructions will come from God in a way it seems absurd. How can you tell a blind man to go to a pool and wash? What if he gets to the pool and falls inside the pool and gets drowned? But no. Jesus wanted him to do what? To put his faith to work. Had it been that he was thinking the way a lot of us think, he may say to Jesus, but I'm not seeing. How do you expect me to go to the pool and wash? But he had to take the step. If at the end of the day someone helped him there, fine. But he had to take the step. Praise the Lord. And then again, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 6. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. We read here in the last session, we talked about putting our faith alone in God. But today, we are talking about doing what? Acting on our faith. We are talking about exercising our faith. And there is a dimension of this teaching that I want to present to you today. Not just about following a thought that God dropped in your heart. Not just about touching the garment of Jesus to get healed. Diligence is another way to exercise faith. Diligence is another way to exercise faith. When you are praying for ideas, when you are praying for breakthrough, when you are praying for finances, when you are praying for financial growth, for example, and you are doing nothing, how do you expect yourself to grow financially? If you can remember, the other time I said many of us abuse prayer. Many of us abuse prayer, and this is what I mean by abusing prayer. You are praying for a husband, but then 24/7 you are inside your house. How do you expect husband to come? You are praying to pass your exams, but you don't study. How do you expect miracle to happen for you to pass your exams? Whatever you pray about, your actions should agree with your prayer. Your actions should agree with your prayer if you want to see tremendous results. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 10, I'm going to read just a part of that Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 10. Okay, let me read the full verse. The Bible says, give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. While my emphasis in this teaching is not about giving to the poor and all of that, that's not the focus of this teaching. While it's not the focus of this teaching, there is something I want us to bring out from this portion of the Bible. First of all, it says, give generously to the poor, not grudgingly. By default, when we are asked to give to the poor, we always believe that when we give to the poor, we'll always have returns. We always believe that when we give to the poor, good measures pressed down, shaking together. Okay, good measures shaking together, pressed down, running over. We believe that when we give to the poor, that these are things that applies to us. But then here God is saying, even after you have given to the poor, you've got to put your hands to something, because that is the channel through which you will receive the blessings. Let's read that again and you will understand it. Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. He will bless you in everything you do. You need to mark everything you do. So there must be a channel through which those blessings flow. Many of us are not receiving divine help, not because the divine help isn't forthcoming, but because there is no channel through which it's going to flow. When you look at the book at Ezra chapter 5 verse 8, the Bible says, the king should know that we went to the construction site of the temple of the great God in the province of Judah. It is being rebuilt with specially prepared stones and timber, and timber is being laid in its wall. The work is going forward with great energy and success. Now, the reason why I read this place is because this temple is the same temple that prophecy declared it was going to be rebuilt. But men had to do what? Men had to build it. While God promised the restoration of this temple, it was hinged on the actions of men. Men had to take actions. Men had to put energy. Men had to put energy. If they had not put energy, there wouldn't be success. Even if God has said that this temple will stand again, if they had refused to put energy, it wouldn't have stood. God talked to Noah when he wanted to destroy the earth with a flood. God didn't give Noah an ark. He never gave Noah an ark. Noah had to build it himself. Even though God gave him the specifications, Noah had to build the ark himself. So sometimes when we study the word, and when we stay in the place of prayer and we receive words of knowledge and all of that, and we receive words of knowledge concerning our future, you don't just relax. You must do what? You must put your hands to work. By putting your hands to work, you are giving God a platform, a channel through which the blessings will flow. When God created man, the Bible says that he blessed man to do what? To multiply. He blessed man and commanded man to do what? To multiply, to increase, to subdue. God created the world, yes. God gave man the instruction or the blessing of dominating. But this thing is still hinged on the actions of the man. If God said to, if God speak expressly to you today and say you are going to become rich tomorrow, it is still going to flow through a channel. So sometimes people don't get answers, people don't access divine help, simply because there is no channel through which it's going to flow. When you read the story of Ruth lost her husband. But she was not indoor waiting for a miracle to happen. While she had faith that God is going to make a way, she had to put her faith to work. She had to put her faith to work. So even though the temple, even though a prophecy came that this temple will stand and all of that, people had to put their efforts. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12 verse 24, work hard and become a leader, be lazy and become a slave. So even if you had received words of knowledge that declared you that said you are going to be a leader, even if the word has been spoken about you that you are going to become a leader, a great somebody in life, and you end up doing nothing, the Bible says you will become a slave. Leadership is tied to responsibility. Success is a product of people's action. Success doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. You can fail when you refuse to succeed. You can fail when you refuse to do something. But success on its own doesn't happen just like that. Again, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4, lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. This is very simple. Many times a lot of us, we are praying for money, we are praying for money, we are praying for money. We ask God for money day in, day out, but we do nothing. You are asking God for a job. While you are waiting for the job, why not start learning a skill? As a single lady, as a single man, you are waiting for a spouse. While you are waiting for the spouse, why not go ahead and start doing some other things? Maybe, just maybe, you are supposed to find your spouse in the field where you are putting your hands to work. Hallelujah. I hope I'm teaching someone. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, whatever you do, do well, for when you go to the grave, there will be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. So whatever you are doing now, do what? Go ahead and do it well. To do is an act of faith. Faith, you know, having faith, believing, having, you know, confessing positive on its own will not produce any result. It produces results when we act the faith. Faith has to be acted upon. Faith is not just, it's not just something you have. It's not just something you believe. It's not just something you confess. You also do it. You also put your hands to work. Hallelujah. You put your hands to work. When God said, I will bless the works of your hand, He said, I will bless the works of your hand. He didn't say, I will, I don't know how to put it, but what He said is, I will bless the works of your hand. Meaning that it is by what you do, by what you do is the channel through which the blessings that God has already given will flow. Hallelujah. One of the most one of my favorite portion of the Bible when talking about putting our faith to work, you know, when talking about doing something, one of my favorite places is Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29. The Bible says, do you see any truly competent workers? They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Wow. Somebody is praying for divine intervention in his or her business, but this person is not diligent. Somebody is praying for customers in her shop, in her supermarket, but this person comes late to work. You need clients. You've been praying for clients, but you open your office very late. Sometimes we are the architects of our own problem. Sometimes when it seems we are praying but nothing is happening, sometimes we are the problem and not God. So when you are doing what you are doing very well, when you are diligent in what you do, the Bible says you will stand before kings. And when we talk about standing before kings, it is not necessarily standing before coronated kings. It is not necessarily standing before presidents and all of that. You may be diligent and never stand before the president of your country. But when it says that a person who is diligent or who is competent will serve kings, it means that in your own world, in your own circle, in your own locality, you will always serve the superiors. You will always serve the masters. You will always, and when you associate with the big guys, you are part of the big guys. Hallelujah. When you associate with rich people, you are part of the rich gang. Sometimes being competent in what you do puts you in a better network. It puts you in a better clique. So every day you wake up in the morning and go about your normal business, you are putting your faith to work. If you are believing God for something, but every morning you get up, you go and you go ahead and do what you normally do every morning. You go ahead and put your hands into something. You will begin to see that this is the channel through which these blessings flow. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12, even while we were with you, we gave you this command: those unwilling to walk will not get to eat. Those unwilling to walk will not do what? Will not get to eat. Yet we hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work and meddling in other people's business. We command such people and urge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and work to earn their own living. Look at that. Paul was the one writing. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12. At a point, some believers were becoming lazy. They were becoming very lazy. When you ask them, they'll tell you, well, Jesus paid it all. They were becoming very lazy and they were doing nothing. But then Paul said they should do what? They should put their hands to work. They should be willing to work. It is in your walking that you begin to receive what has been given to you. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. When you believe that there is a diamond or gold or crude oil on your compound, when you believe you have it in your compound, you've got to mine. You've got to drill. You don't just say, well, diamond, come. No, you've got to drill. You've got to purify. It has to go through processes of fire. Praise the Lord. So you must put your faith to work. You must put your faith to work. If you have a business idea, this is the time to start it. This is the time to go ahead and do what? And start it. You don't have to wait till you are too big. You don't have to wait till there is enough money. You just have to start. And in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28, we see Paul again in the same manner asking believers who are stealing to stop stealing. Stop stealing and find something you are doing. And through what you do, God will also find expression and help others through you. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And finally, the last verse I'm going to be reading is 2 John 18. And it says, watch out that you do not lose what you've worked so hard to achieve. Be diligent so that you receive your full reward. Even though this portion of the Bible is not in context, is not was not written to address what I'm addressing, we can pick few points from there. It says, be diligent so that you will receive your full reward. I said before, reward is the product of diligence. Reward is the product of diligence. Hallelujah. If you are asking for divine help, if you are asking for divine assistance, if you've prayed, you've studied the word, you've prayed the word, it's time to do the word. Hallelujah. It's time to what? To do the word. When you are diligent in what you are doing, you are putting your faith to work. When you wake up in the morning and face your business, you are putting your faith to work. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So previously I said that how we assess divine help, I said number one is what? Number one is the place of the word. We talked about the place of the word. We talked about we talked about addressing our circumstances using God's word, you know, declaring what God's word said about that situation. And then secondly, we talked about the place of prayer. We talked about the place of prayer, and that was mind-blowing. And today we are talking about putting your faith to work. We're talking about the place of diligence, the place of hard work. Praise Jesus. The place of consistency. When you are diligent in what you do, you will stand before kings. It is God's will that you stand before kings. It is God's will that your business prosper. It is God's will that you be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prosper. It is God's desire. All of these things are God's desire for us. But then we will not prosper when we do not put our hands to work. We will not prosper when we don't start acting out those things we have prayed for. Whatever you pray for, whatever your prayer point is, begin to make your actions reflect it. Make your actions do what? Make it reflect it. Your prayers and your actions should be in agreement. You can't be praying for something and you are doing another thing. If you truly believe God, if you truly trust God, you will do what? You will put your faith to work. Putting our faith to work, sowing our seed. When I talk about sowing our seed, I'm not talking about the money we give. I'm not talking about that. I don't want to discuss that. But when I talk about sowing seed, I'm talking about the real sowing of seed, sowing our seeds in our farms and all of that. When you plant your seed, you are planting your seed, believing in your heart that this is going to grow. And eventually they grow. In the same way, if God has said something, if the word of God has said something, it is time to believe it. But not just about believing it. It is time to do what? To act on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that this blessed someone. I believe that this blessed someone. Now we have seen that putting our faith to work doesn't just mean believing. It doesn't just mean believing that you will be healed. No, it means also making efforts. It means working towards what we've prayed for. Praise the Lord. Working towards what we've prayed for. Hallelujah. And we talked about diligence. Diligence is an act of faith. Consistency is an act of faith. And I'm so glad this is where we wrap it up on this episode. And remember, we will continue with this series. We will continue with this series until we do what? Until we finally exhaust it. Thank you so much for joining. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. George will continue this teaching in the next episode. Remember, we are dealing on the topic, accessing divine help. Stay connected with the free George's Diary app on Google Play Store. or follow George's teachings on social media platforms using the hashtag GracefulGeorge.